You are listening to the Delane MD podcast, the podcast for health professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, PA, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, stop overeating, feel better, and prevent disease, Dr. Vaughn offers practical strategies and tools to overcome the many challenges that undermine weight loss efforts. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Hello and welcome to the Delane MD podcast. I'm happy to have everyone here. As you can tell, I am sick. I have not, in fact, picked up a 60-year smoking habit. I have come down with the crud. I'm sure everybody else is experiencing this too. It's no fun. Thursday started with a scratchy throat and cough, and Friday there was a lot of Dayquil on my day, and yesterday was Saturday, and I felt guilty going anywhere. I felt like I was spreading my germs everywhere I went. I thought that was going to be the worst of it, but today has turned out to be much worse than any of them. So I am going to record this podcast despite having a voice that sounds this way. If you guys bear with me, that would be great. But this podcast may be a little short because of it. We'll see how well my voice holds up. So welcome to the Delane MD podcast. I want to remind everybody about the Facebook Lives. They have moved to Tuesday evenings at 6:30. For those of you who are listening, and I know you're out there because I can see how many people listen to the podcasts, if you would be so kind to leave me some feedback, some reviews and ratings on your podcast app, I would greatly appreciate it. When you rate this, it gets it more available to other people. It's easier for other people to find it on their podcasting app. So if you could do that, that would be great. I would greatly appreciate it. And as always, I always appreciate your guys' feedback. So if you have questions, if you have something you want to ask me about, something that wasn't clear in these podcasts, send me a message through DelaneMD.com or on Facebook Messenger, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Now recognize it's not always going to be the feedback you want. So if you send me a message and say, hey, should I do South Beach diet or should I do Atkins or should I do the Whole 30? I'm not going to give you an answer about that, right? And that goes kind of into what we're talking about today. So the fact is, it doesn't matter what you eat. I mean, some degree it matters what you eat. You cannot eat hot dogs and chips and ding-dongs all day long and expect that you're going to be at your goal weight, right? But as far as which program you follow, that's something you're going to have to look at all the options. You're going to have to look at what the program is and decide whether that's right for you. And then if you don't get the weight loss results that you want, then you change it up. That's how that works. So don't be disappointed if I don't give you a clear answer, but recognize it all comes back to your thoughts about those programs, right? Your thoughts about your weight loss. If you want your weight loss to be super duper quick and you can't tolerate any trial and error, you're going to find yourself very frustrated. Today, that's actually what we're talking about. We're talking about thoughts. We're talking about a term that I call indulgent emotions. Indulgent emotions are the feelings that we get from thoughts that spin in our head that really don't produce any action or results. So the three biggest examples that people indulge in are overwhelm, worry, and confusion. So examples of this, overwhelm, your thought is maybe coming off the holiday season. I'm sure we all remember this not long ago. I have too much to do. I just can't get all of it done. That thought leads you to feel overwhelmed. You know, as far as worry goes, you're typically worrying about something you don't have control over. So examples of this are I worry whether my kids are happy. I worry whether my coworkers like me. Maybe my coworkers don't like me. That makes me feel worried. Worrying about whether your children are safe. Certainly, school safety is a real concern, right? We have limited control over that. We can't control if some lunatic is going to go into our children's school and do something horrible. So spending time worrying about it doesn't really change anything. Other indulgent emotions include self-righteousness. The thought of, if people would just take my advice, they wouldn't have that problem. Other ones, should-have-beens. Should-have-beens or should-not-have-beens. I shouldn't have eaten that food. This should have been different. And perfectionism. It's so interesting in America, we glorify perfectionism. We glorify doing things perfectly. But we get to a point where we're so obsessed with knowing what the perfect approach is that we paralyze ourselves and we don't move forward because we're still looking for that perfect approach, that perfect plan. And frequently it doesn't come up. Or frequently what you think is going to be perfect still could fail and not work for you. So all indulgent emotions lead to no action. If you put them into the thought model, overwhelm, what it would look like in the thought model is your circumstance would be things that you have to get done. Your thought might be, I have too much to do or I can't get it all done. Your feeling is overwhelm, and your action is you spend time telling yourself that you're not going to be able to get it done. You have too much to do. You can't get it all done. And that's an inaction. And it gives you the result that you have too much to do and you're just not going to get it done. Worry, you can maybe have this coworker example. And remember, all of these examples may not pertain to you, but my suspicion is you can find something in your life that does pertain to you, so look for it. But the circumstance could be coworkers. My thought might be my coworkers may or may not like me. My feeling is worry. My action is to hyper-focus on everything that I do, always scrutinizing it to see if it's something that my coworkers won't like. And remember, that's really an inaction. That's not me doing anything. My result from this is to see the areas where my coworkers may or may not like me, supporting that thought that maybe my coworkers don't like me, and then just leads you back into that worry feeling. Confusion, a lot of times where we see this is people trying to decide weight loss programs, which plan they're going to follow, South Beach, Whole30, Atkins, intermittent fasting, keto, whatever it is. So the circumstance is my weight loss goal. The thought can be, I don't know what plan I should follow to lose weight. Your feeling is confusion. Your action is to ruminate and not knowing. I just don't know. I can't decide. Is it this way? Which one's best for me? I don't know. Is it that way? Is that one best for me? Again, this is an inaction. There's nothing actually being done. And the result is, of course, you support the idea that you just don't know which plan you should follow. So you have indulgent emotions, and then you have action-driven emotions. You can have action-driven emotions that still are similar. You have to get your kids to school, you have to order a cake for a birthday, and you have to pay your bills. That's still a lot to do, but your thought around those are very clear about what you need to do and doesn't necessarily lead to overwhelm. And the action is you take your kids to school, you figure out how to pay your water bill on whatever new online payment program they have, and you call Dairy Queen and you get a birthday cake ordered. All of these thoughts have actions associated with them to resolve the task at hand. Indulgent emotions do not have actions associated with them that actually resolve the issue. The problem with these indulgent emotions is that you don't take an action, which your primitive brain loves. Remember the motivational triad to avoid discomfort, seek out pleasure, and expend the least amount of energy possible. Doing nothing avoids the discomfort of trying something and possibly failing and requires absolutely no action at all. Your primitive brain loves that, so it wants to spin you out in these indulgent emotions. To get to a place where you can start to take action, you have to be able to recognize when you're spinning out in these indulgent emotions. Sometimes this means you shit or get off the pot. So if you're overwhelmed and you feel like you've got a long list of things to do and you can't get it done, then start by making a list of the things you have to do, prioritizing them, and working through it. You may realize that some of the things you thought you had to get done were really not that important, and you can cross them off the list, and you may add other things you didn't think about. It's not that the list you start with is perfect or all-inclusive, but that you get started doing it, that there's an action associated with it. Sometimes you just need to realize that you don't have control over all areas of your life. When we're indulging in worry, most of the time, worry is coming from a place of something you have little control over. So if you're worried about whether there's going to be a hurricane or whether there's going to be a tornado or whether your coworkers like you, any of those worries you have no control over. And when you're worrying about that and not focusing on the things that you actually have to do, your brain is much happier because, again, we don't have to do anything. It's so much scarier for us to get out there and work on what we have to work on and take care of the things that we actually have control over. Instead, we'd rather just sit and worry about other things and other people that we have no control over. Again, this is your brain avoiding expending any energy or the risk of failure and the discomfort associated with that. Or sometimes you need to get more information. Sometimes maybe you don't have enough information. Maybe you don't know what South Beach diet entails. Maybe you don't know intermittent fasting regimens. Maybe you don't know how to do the keto diet. Maybe you actually do need to get more information so you can make a decision. And that's where your confusion is coming from. That's fine. You give yourself a time limit to make that decision. You get the information that you need during that time frame, and then you make a decision. But you do not allow yourself to not do things or have inaction as your action so that you can sit and spin out in confusion. And recognize in this situation that it's totally okay to be wrong. You may decide to do keto and decide that you don't like it, that it doesn't work with your body, that you feel awful on it. That's okay. You tried it. Now you have information that you didn't have before. You know it doesn't work for you. We get so caught up in expecting ourselves to have the perfect answer the first time through that we paralyze ourselves in making any of these decisions. We think that when we commit to something and if it's wrong, that that's unacceptable, where the fact is, what's unacceptable is not doing anything. Committing and getting it wrong is a vastly better action than never doing anything at all. So again, how do you know if you're in an indulgent emotion? An indulgent emotion is one that is triggered by a thought that continues to spin in your head that never has an action associated with it. There's no way out of that emotion with the current thought model that you're in. So if you find yourself sitting there thinking over and over and over again the same thought and not being able to get out of that thought, you seem to be ruminating on it, you should be very suspicious that you are experiencing an indulgent emotion at that point and start to look at that a little more carefully. I would also encourage you, we do this in all sorts of parts of our lives, you know, again, our to-do lists, we worry, we indulge in confusion. Where you may see that you indulge in confusion over your diet program, you may also find you indulge in confusion about making career decisions or financial decisions or goals. So if you're seeing these indulgent emotions and thought patterns in one part of your life, I would challenge you to look for where you're seeing them in other parts of your lives, remembering that this is one of those tricky ways that our primitive brain avoids doing things, avoids pain and discomfort, and expends the least amount of energy possible. So look in your lives, see what you find. Any questions, any worries, concerns, please let me know. Send me a message. I'm happy to answer anything or try to clarify anything for you. Next week, we will have the Women's Fair podcast, and it will, again, be dealing with cravings and urges for food. If you're going to be out at the Women's Fair, come say hi to me, and we've got a special take-home for you from the Women's Fair that will go along with that podcast. So I hope to talk with you all next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD. Oh.